when I got the book, I read it in less than 5 days. It's over 300 pages. Like I said, we talked about there's 20 authors, 20 chapters.
For it to be the subject of fatherhood, 20 people that haven't met to each have their own chapter, put it on a book and have a custom cover for each author. I'm going to tell you, show me a book that does that anywhere else. So fair to say, dads out there, this is not a playbook and a go-to on how to be a dad by any means. This is 20 dads giving you real stories that, hey, it's good.
The one common thing you'll see in every chapter about being a dad and being a parent is to be present for your kids.
This week's special guest on your favorite podcast. You're listening to the Kirkley Hennessy Show.
Hey, everybody. Kirkley here for the show. Today is February 8th of 2024. And this particular segment on the podcast, the special guest episode, this one's got a different atmosphere here for me. One is it's a friend and colleague from 15 years ago. His name is Dan Visquenza, and he has a book called A Fatherless Curiosity. And what makes this episode unique, at least for me, is we've had CEOs, attorneys, Google SEO expert, lawyers, drone pilot president for the Georgia Drone Pilots, just an array of Spotify artists, a few of them. But this is a definite feel-good story. There's just a lot to it, and I think it's going to be interesting, and we want to hear about this book called A Fatherless Curiosity. And Dan, I've got some questions on how you go from the area where we met to becoming an author and writing a book that released in Amazon last year. Welcome to the show.
Kirkley, thanks for having me on. No doubt. It was interesting to hear that open and kind of reminiscing about how when we first met. I can't thank you enough. Cool to reconnect and then just hear some of the other interesting casts you've had on between professional drone flyers and CEOs. And I guess this is a different spin, but I'm grateful to have you on and just to reconnect with you.
Thank you, man. You too, Dan, really. So Dan and I met about 15 years ago, the radio business, and I was the street team with Star 94 in Atlanta. And from there, went on to a sports station that we were doing the remotes for 790 The Zone. Those are the good old days, I'll tell you. And Dan and I met, you were doing the parties and things for 790, right?
And in sales at the time, and had a 19-year career in radio sales, and it was good to me.
I have a plethora of memories from that station and those people. They were a great family to be a part of.
No doubt. It was pretty magical. You know, the kind of the community, the culture, the vibe that we had over there, and to do it with no ratings, which is talked about in the industry. And, you know, most of the stations perform well from a sales standpoint when you got good ratings, and we had none. And we just had a really cool culture, and we were doing things differently. And we were kind of, if you will, revolutionizing things a little bit in the advertising business when we were doing, you know, association.
Incredible.
Yeah, you're right. You and I got connected when we did some events in an old client of mine, which used to be Pearl River Casino out in Mississippi, which became Golden Moon. And they were great people and good partners, and we needed your services, and you killed it. You made us look good.
Well, thank you. So A Fatherless Curiosity. Tell the story on the creation and how you got to that.
It's an unorthodox way, and really boils down to the fortune I have to be a dad and to my son, Jack. So the origination of how this all came together was in December of 2021. I'm about a year into being an entrepreneur, starting my own business. Some of it was nonprofit work. And I get a phone call one day. Right now, Jack, my son, is going to Kennesaw State University. It's his first year. So this was a couple years ago. He was going into his senior year. And I get a phone call from his eighth grade science teacher's wife, Tara James. So Mr. James was Jack's eighth grade science teacher. And the guy became really a great mentor to Jack, really changed the trajectory for Jack, not only as a person, but his confidence and certainly how he was as a student. And they became good friends. We've become good friends with he and his wife. So she calls me and starts telling me about this concept. She's like, you know a little bit about me. I don't know how much you know about me, but I grew up without a dad. And she starts telling me the concept of what is this book. And I was like, Tara, this is super interesting. I need to connect you with, and I was thinking about my friend at the time. I was working for the Hawks, with the Hawks. Mm-hmm. And his wife wrote a simple book. She cut me off and said, Dan, I don't want that. I'm calling you because I want you to be part of the book.
Wow.
And I was blown away.
So at the moment, here you are thinking she's talking to you, sharing the idea as a friend, but also perhaps like peeling into your Rolodex to maybe help her grow up. But she's like, no, I'm calling you because I want you in with this. No further, right?
Is exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I was like, wow. So that's how this all came together and how I became an author, and kind of feels strange to say that now, given some of my background. And a lot has happened since I've started my own business and, you know, kind of building a brand on my own. And I was just blown away. I was like, you know what? This is the first immediate thought, I guess, as a human, as I've never written a book before. So the critic in your head starts to get in on you a little bit. I stopped what I was doing and thinking. I said, you know what? This is a privilege. This is amazing. I can't believe that I have this opportunity. It came simple for me. She really wanted us to answer three questions to write our chapter. And what it's become, A Fatherless Curiosity, has become 20 dads, all of us writing a chapter in this book and our version of being dads. So there's pieces in there of writing about being a son. There's pieces in there, obviously, writing about being a dad. But it's all our different...
Your different takes,
you know, background.
So I have to ask, what are the three questions, or is that something we have to wait for the book to read the book?
You know, it was along the lines of, what does it feel like to be a father and have a father? Mm-hmm. How are you doing as a dad? And just kind of your perspective on fatherhood. And I found myself thinking about those questions, and I'm like, you know what? I can answer these questions based on something that's very important to me. And one was, I lost my dad. This chapter should be dedicated to my dad, in memory of my dad. I'm not going to write too much about him or being a son. I want to focus part two to be around my son, Jack, and the fact that he's got special needs and what that means to a dad, a single dad. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of part two. And then the third one, which really gave me great closure and got me excited to write, was, and he's still alive, is my stepdad. And my stepdad has really sacrificed a lot, not only for me, but our entire family.
Sure.
And I was like, this is perfect. I can write about him. I can honor this chapter to my dad. I can tell the story about Jack. Mm-hmm. So that was my focus. And it does sort of answer the questions that Tara wanted. You know, I'm pretty proud of the book because we all have different backgrounds. There's obviously teachers are writing in this book. Jack's, you know, eighth grade science teacher, which I alluded to earlier. He writes a chapter. We have entrepreneurs. We have professional athletes. We have former military. We have professional coaches. So like all different backgrounds. Some of us, you know, grew up in different markets. Mm-hmm. And the stories, like each chapter, what I hear from people that are reading the book is like it's a new book every chapter.
So there's
a whole new story.
So I would assume this is a 20 chapter book with 20 fathers.
There's 20 dads writing in the book. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I thought it was a book that you were writing from, you know, beginning to end. And this is very interesting. Of different dads, different demographics and markets, as you say, military, coaches, entrepreneur, like, oh my gosh, that's got to be some very interesting stances for everybody to read, I can imagine.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
Here's a piece of the story that I wanted to kind of also tell as we started to, you know, kind of dig in. And the goal was to have this book written and ready to publish in 22. We were targeting Father's Day. And we felt like we can get it done. And we all got kind of started our writing. And we were starting to get towards the goal line of this book. And Tara ends up getting breast cancer.
Oh, no.
It just was. I mean, it like felt like I got hit by a Mack truck when we got the news. Hmm. And obviously, there's a good story behind this because she's obviously cancer-free now. But at the time, it was just scary. You know, and she put a lot of work into this, and there's a lot that goes into writing a book. I have such a respect now. I only did a chapter. I have such a respect now for those that write full books and the behind the scenes of the publishing and the rounds of things that need to be done and doing a book cover and the animation and all that. And that's the beauty of this book. We all have our own custom book cover. And back to your thought, Kirkley, was of course you see it, you think I wrote the entire book. I only wrote a chapter. You got 19 other dads contributing to it. So it gives that feel like they're all custom to each author, which is really cool.
So your book will say Dan Visquenza on the front, and then somebody else's book will say their name on the front?
You got it. And on the back cover, God, it's got a picture. Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is really cool. I didn't even know that's a thing. But every book on the inside is the same.
Yeah. So everyone's got a different custom cover.
Very cool.
So it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work. But there's good news. Obviously, Tara, you know, became cancer-free. Thank goodness. She re-engaged coming in the spring. It was about a year from now, from today. You know, it was in the, as we got into like Jan, Feb, she re-engaged. She was cancer-free, and she brought this thing over the finish line. It was remarkable. And we had a lot to celebrate, you know, when this got done and launched for Father's Day 2023. And then, you know, we got it on Amazon, and I've been fortunate to get in a couple of local bookstores. And I don't know all these other authors. I know a couple of them. One of them is the mayor of Kennesaw. And I know him because I live in that area. And he actually, ironically, was a teacher for Jack as well in middle school. And so when the book event started to happen, I didn't invite the other authors. I just didn't think of it. And Kirkley, my first event, 7 authors showed up.
Wow. I
was blown away. And in some cases, the first, in some cases, the first time we're meeting.
I was about to ask that, actually. Just, how many of that of the 7 have you not met before? Probably 4 or 5 of them.
There you go. Exactly. I knew 2 of them. One of them was the mayor. Obviously, the other one was Mr. James, Tara's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 5, like, one came from Cumming, one came from Conyers. I was like, and we did the event in Marietta, and I'm like, you gotta be, this is unbelievable. So it just like confirms the community, it confirms the excitement of this project and what Tara poured into it to make it a reality.
The camaraderie that you and 19 other people plus Tara have because of this book now, whether you've met them yet or not.
Yeah, well, interesting enough, we did get contacted by someone through one of the dads that wrote a chapter. There could be a potential documentary in the works. So we're trying to coordinate some filming, some photos, and you know, that's a long process too. And, you know, getting that completed and getting someone to pick it up. But the fact that, as you put it, right, getting us all together, that it would be around that just like amplifies the beauty of what Tara has done to put this together. And really, it's, you know, for me and all of us, become a celebration for her life.
What a unique way to write a book. I'm sure there's multiple authors writing books, don't get me wrong, but to have this concept and multiple authors having their own chapter based on the same subject, custom covers, I was slack-jawed when I heard that. I want to ask you, Dan, what is your favorite takeaway from this experience?
Wow, what a cool question. My immediate thought, what I mentioned earlier, and that is these dads, the first event that I had done as a book signing event, that these dads showed up. And it just confirmed for me that this is a good group of guys. And let's just back up a minute. You know, as men, we're not looked upon as those that would open up, right?
Sure.
So the fact that we all said yes to this project and collaborated and wrote, put this in writing, it's going to be there forever.
Right. So vulnerability, right?
A lot of vulnerability, very well put. And, you know, that kind of gets back to my original thought when I was just at first like, wow, this is a little scary. And I had to flip that script. Like, no, this isn't scary. This is an opportunity. This is a privilege. This is amazing. But yeah, that's it. I mean, to get guys to open up is one thing. To get them to write about it, to me, is another. And to get 20 to do it, you're right. You nailed it. This is unique. I don't think there's a book out there like this. I think that's safe to say because not only the concept of the book and 20 men doing what they're doing and writing about fatherhood or being sons, but also most of them are local.
Right.
You know, so, most of the guys are here in Georgia.
And the subject of the fatherhood part, how brilliant. It's needed. It's such a great thing. You know, I'm a father as well. And to all the dads out there, you know, we're sometimes we might feel that, you know, we're not as needed or necessary as the mom, or I haven't read a word of the book yet, but or maybe we do realize what an impact we have. Either way, fatherhood is something special, and for it to be the subject of fatherhood, 20 people that haven't met to each have their own chapter, put it on a book and have a custom cover for each author, I'm going to tell you, show me a book that does that anywhere else. I haven't read a word of the book yet. I'm going to read it cover to cover for sure. But what would be something that you think I would learn as a father, or that I would enjoy reading the book as a father, that you did reading the book?
Wow, really good shot there. I can speak for myself, and you know, when I got the book, I read it in less than 5 days. It's over 300 pages. Like I said, we talked about there's 20 authors, 20 chapters. And, you know, it confirmed that as dads, there, as parents, right? We hear this often. There is no manual. And I'm not saying this book is a manual on how to be a good dad. It's just telling the raw stories about the experience of being a dad. And what I think it confirms, to answer your question for me, is we make mistakes and it's okay. No one's perfect. You know, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to try to be everything perfect for our kids. That alone, that mindset alone tells me, tells other people like you, Kirkley, you're a great dad because you care.
Absolutely.
And I write that at the end of my chapter. I say that, like, thank you for reading my chapter. Thank you for getting this book. You're a great parent, and you are a great parent because you bought this book and you care. And so I think that would be my answer, is there is no script. Every child's different. Every situation's different. This just gives you like a script, like, wow, it's okay. I'm going to make mistakes.
Sure.
You know, so-and-so got through it. He did that and he got through it. This other dad had this happen and he got through it. You know, so it's like the reflection of the book to me is just so powerful.
So fair to say, dads out there, this is not a playbook and a go-to on how to be a dad by any means. This is a, since you're a dad and you know that you want to be a great dad, but sometimes you feel like you're not, or that you're not perfect, this is 20 dads giving you real stories that, hey, it's good.
100%. You know, it's heartbreaking. They're, you know, gut-wrenching stories. There are pieces, certainly in my chapter, most of the dads do as well. There's advice. There's, hey, if I did this, this is what was good. If I didn't do that, that probably wasn't a good approach.
Sure.
You know, as we talk, all different backgrounds of these dads, the one common link, and I'll give it away about the book, we all have kind of perspectives about how we did it. The one common thing you'll see in every chapter about being a dad and being a parent is to be present for your kids.
Yes.
So
okay.
It's not a playbook. But there is some advice that's worthy,
okay,
because we've been through it. You know, I was hoping to try to make it into an acronym, but, you know, there's pieces in my chapter that talks about what I feel are the 6 most important things as a dad or as a parent that we should be doing and focused on. And the one common thread, like I mentioned, with all the dads is being present for your kids.
For sure. Another way is to say that, in my opinion, is, they, you know, all our kids, fathers, mom, anybody is a parent, and all they need is love. And to love them, you have to be there. All our kids need, it's really, we all do. I mean, everybody, but especially our kids, you know.
That's it.
They're young, innocent, and super vulnerable. Beautiful. and very malleable. And unfortunately, not every kid is nice to other kids. So for us to be there for them, you know, my son, just a quick side note, he's in 7th grade, and he's been going through he's a sweet kid, and he's sometimes, you know, that heart being so big, make you, you know, it can put you in a spot where you get hurt easily. And, you know, he's a sensitive, sweet kiddo. Unfortunately, you know, not every kid's that way. And so being there and communicating and just being real, you know, we had a talk actually last night, and it was, you know, I speak to him like I'm speaking to you, like I'm speaking to an adult. It's being real with him. And it really, to me, made me feel wholesome and great. But I could see the sparkle in his eyes, knowing that it's not the end of the world and that everything's going to be fine. But not saying that to him, but saying to him, look, you know what? Sometimes kids are dicks. And that's just, you know, how it is.
Yep.
And that's what I said, you know, and it's just be real. Like, and then of course help with their confidence, you know, but you know, it's, there's a lot to it. I know that I'm, not the perfect dad by any means, but the be there is definitely something I concur with wholeheartedly, 100%, as much as you can. I am divorced parent. So mom and I live in the same area. Just a few minutes away. So that helps with our son. And, you know, divorce, for those that are divorced, it's nobody goes to the altar planning on getting a divorce, first and foremost. Right. But
there you go.
It's something that if it does happen, the co-parenting, doesn't mean you have to have Thanksgiving dinner together, but the co-parenting is key to be able to, you know, to, for the child. So anyway, I digress. I apologize. I kind of
pushed you over there. It's so well said. You know, look, Kirkley, it's so well said. I'm glad you shared that with me. You know, as I talked about the common link with all the dads in the book of being present, you're doing that. But the other thing you brought up too, which is a big component, is love, you know, and it's okay to be vulnerable. And as dads, we're not as nurturing, and that's good to be too. And that's okay. You should be. Mm-hmm. So it's great. I love that you shared that with me, and you're right.
Thank
you. Know, being a parent, divorced, having a child with divorced parents is, you know, makes the co-parenting super important, and you got to look at the world through their eyes, and that's where you make decisions together. And when that's happening, it's a healthy co-parenting opportunity, and it's fine. The kids will thrive from it.
Yes.
You know, it's when it goes the other way that it's going to be a little difficult. So kudos to you, man.
Well, thank
that's
you.
Absolutely the way to be.
This is exciting for you and the whole documentary routine. I really hope that comes to fruition for you. Any final
words? I guess it's got it now that you've mentioned it, right, Kirkley? I love it.
Right. Any final words for the listeners for your book, A Fatherless Curiosity, on Amazon? Any final words for that? And then I have one more question for you that's outside of the book.
Well, thank you. I don't. This has been, it's been great to catch up with you. Super kind of you. And I enjoyed our conversation for sure.
Thank you, Dan. And you as well, buddy. So being today, February 8th, this is a Thursday. So for those of you listening, we have Super Bowl. What number is it this Sunday, Dan? I'll say this. The number doesn't even matter. It's the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce Super Bowl. Can I tell you something real quick? And so everybody knows now, what is it, 53? I don't know what it is. But
you got some predictions on it?
I don't, but I just want to say this. I love, and I know the NFL does too, but I love the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing.
I think it's fantastic.
I think it's amazing, and there are 15-year-old girls. There are girls of ages that would never watch football that are watching football and wearing Kelce jerseys that never would have before. So
yep.
It's just, and they're having a great time. And to put Tay-Tay on the screen, do it. And let's have fun with it. Like, it's
no
great. I love it. Anyway, I just had to because it's coming up in about 72 hours.
And it is. You know, and it's also, it showcased some good, it showcased love.
Thank
love.
You. Exactly.
That's a great thing.
What's wrong with that? And you know, it's
what's wrong with that?
It's you know, nothing, right? And it's what's the word I'm looking for? Cliche to say it. It's not to be cliche, but not do we need more of that nowadays? We always need that. So I like to hyper focus on it. And there's nothing wrong with it. And get the book, A Fatherless Curiosity. I am looking forward to that, Dan.
Well, I can't wait to send you a copy. Very kind of you to offer to go get one.
Everybody, thank you for listening for the show. I am Kirkley.
And I'm Dan Visquenza, and thanks for listening to the show.
The Kirkley Hennessy Show, powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company, streaming live audio and video out of Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Go to KirkleyHennessy.com for show schedule. Follow, share, and listen anywhere on Spotify.